On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, too many backgrounds, another Bible version, and video that just keeps looping. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love you to ask your church tech questions. So if one of the ones today isn't yours, no problem. Just leave your question below the video. Perfectly great way to do it. And I'd love to interact with you that way. If you're listening to the audio, though, you can head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and there you can ask your question as well. So Pam wrote me an email that said, "Paul, so glad I found your ProPresenter videos." Well, I'm glad you found them too. They are very helpful. Thank you. "My problem is that I have added in way too many backgrounds incorrectly. There's sometimes 5 to 10 of the same backgrounds. How do I organize or delete these and start over doing it the way you showed me to do it in your video? They're all in the background box at the bottom of ProPresenter homepage. Also, when you go to the place where you scroll across the bottom and the backgrounds file by, but there are like 100 blank squares and as many zipped. How do I clean this out and redo it in the way you instructed in the managing backgrounds video? Thank you so much." Okay, first thing we need to do is we need to get all the backgrounds out of each individual song. I did some playing around with this. The only way I can figure out how to do it is to export each and every song as plain text and re-import it, deleting the original. That, unfortunately, isn't the best way to do it. It's really the only way to do it. I really wish there was another way to do it, but there really isn't. So that's what I would recommend that you do, is export as text, re-import, getting rid of the original songs. Number two, how do you get rid of those songs? I think what I would do is I would go to the folder where the backgrounds are located. They're on your hard drive in, I think it's under Renewed Vision. There's a folder with backgrounds in it, and that's where all the backgrounds are stored. So what I would do is I would get rid of every one that you do not want, and I would move that folder somewhere else. Restart ProPresenter. It will not find any videos. Just clear out the whole mess. Just every last one of them, delete it from there. And now, re-import only the ones you want, and that should help you. Betty Sotomayor on YouTube asked, "Hi Paul, is there a default file type that is imported into the software manually?" Speaking of ProPresenter, of course. "There is a particular Bible tools version that is only available for the computer or mobile device. I'm looking for Dates KJV. Wondering if it is able to be used, legally of course, in ProPresenter." So the answer is, the Bible version, as much as I've been able to find, is a proprietary file, and it actually looks like a Unix executable. So I don't know beyond that how to do it. Maybe other people that have dealt with Linux and Unix more than me could figure out a way to deal with it. But that's bad news, because it's not a text file as far as I can tell. It's not something that's easy to deal with. So importing something unusual like Dakes KJV isn't going to work. Here's what I would do. I would do it on a per-passage basis. Make sure you get what passages the pastor's preaching from, what needs to be read in church, etc. ahead of time. Copy and paste that into a song file, and that'll work. I think that in general, the Bible utility is great for The worship leader steps up and today we're reading in Psalms 32. And you're like, what? Why didn't the Holy Spirit tell me that too? Ah, so anyway, that's really what the Bible app is best for using it during the message. It's not as good for that. So I think that I'd recommend that you copy and paste into a sermon notes file anyway, quite frankly. So it may not be as big as of a bummer as you think it is, but that's what I'd recommend. Scott Cannon on YouTube asks, is there any better explanation for how to do this? This is the video that I did on auto-advancing videos in ProPresenter. I cannot see where the clip is set to loop. From what I can tell, it is not. Yet every time, it just loops over and over and over again. I've followed your instructions as best I can. Any help is appreciated. Yes, Scott. Okay, so first, you want to look at the video that you're dealing with and see if it has the loop back arrow thing on it. If it does, that's your problem. Right-click on it, set to stop. If it doesn't, what I want you to do is wherever it actually resides in the playlist, I want you to right-click on it and click on the media properties, because there is a place in there where you can set it to stop. Do that as well. Also, make sure that this is not a background video, but a foreground video. If you want to play a video in the foreground, this is the best way to do it. And so that's what I would have you do as well. What I normally do, I think you get more flexibility when you do this, is I create a standalone song file with the video in it. Then it doesn't have the video in it when you first create it, but I drag it from the foreground's video bin. Make sure it's a foreground. It should have the little slate with the little play arrow on it in the upper left-hand corner, if memory serves. Yeah, I think it's upper left-hand corner. So drag that into the song file all by itself, and then you can set that to after so many seconds after it's done. Usually I use zero. Set that to auto advance and it'll go to the next element. So that's what I would do if I were you. So was that one of your questions? If it was, congratulations, you just won a free answer to a question. If it wasn't one of your questions, that's okay. Just leave it below the video. If you'd like more free church tips, tricks, etc., and resources, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There, you can pick up some free gifts from me and a free copy of my email newsletter, where I'll give you more tips and tricks and let you know more about what's coming up from trinitydigitalmedia.com. If you like this stuff, you might want to check out some of my books and other resources that I've created just for you, the church techie in mind. And those are available over at trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. So browse through those, see what strikes your fancy. The prices are competitive. And I think that you'll really enjoy the work that I've done there with you in mind. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.